What's up, guys? Welcome to Level Up the Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Bowen. We look forward to talking to you guys today. What's up, guys? Chris Bowen here with Level Up the Podcast. I am joined today by Tyler McFarlane of 918 Services. Tyler, why don't you introduce yourself, man?
Hello, I'm Tyler with 918 Property Services. We're a small business based out of Aubrey, North Dallas area. We specialize in pool builder services, swimming pool builder services.
Yeah, so what all does that entail? Are you guys doing project management, site cleanups? What does that all entail?
Yeah, so it's been described a few different ways. My favorite is we've been called the Swiss Army knife. I have guys that do specialty small item stuff with the equipment, and then I've got some guys that can do everything from mason repairs, tile repairs, electrical repairs, low voltage installs, everything. That
whole nine yards, huh?
The whole nine. Yep.
I love it. So what is it? How do you foresee kind of the company going? Is that kind of what you guys want to follow as sort of a model, or do you want to build your own eventually? What's kind of the goal?
Yeah. So right now we're not really interested in doing our own new construction. We've discovered that there's such a need for this sort of interim in between trades services throughout, you know, all the way from dig to plaster. It seems like there's a real need in the industry, so I think we'll stay where we're at and slide into a niche.
Yeah, I think that's a good place to be, man. I foresee a lot of builders kind of needing that, like you said, the in between trades, so the punch list items, the project management, the cleaning grades, the guys that can come in and, you know, repair things. I really think that's a good spot to be. And so you said you work with a lot of builders. How do you guys go about kind of finding those clients?
So it's right now we've been doing this for 3 years now, and this whole time it's been completely organic. My wife, Tori, she handles all of the sales, and she'll just go down the list. We try and focus on, you know, 4 stars plus reviews with the builders and everything like that to make sure that we're really seeking builders that care about their homeowners and care about the end product and care about their legacy. We really want to help out and raise those builders up on a pedestal to try and shine a light on the guys that are doing it right.
Yeah, I think that in the pool industry, that's one of those things that there's so much negativity in regards to the, you know, who's doing it right, who's not doing it right. And I think that we really do need to lift up some of those guys, you know, not just in pool construction, but in business in general, that Absolutely. Are doing things the right way and doing things the proper way and making sure that, you know, projects are done the way that they need to be done.
Yes. Yep. There's a lot of 2-year projects that look like 15-year projects, and poor homeowners that they just don't know any better, and they put trust where they pick, and sometimes they pick the wrong one. And I hate to see it, but it is becoming more and more prevalent. But, you know, we're getting a lot of really amazing builders come up as well. So it seems like as a whole, the industry is wanting to change and get back on track.
I would agree with that. I think that the more education we have within, you know, the industry, the more we're going to see kind of builders continuing to rise up, you know, things with PHTA, with the Genesis program, or Watershape University, you know, things like that. I think the more that we see those things, the more that those things are out there, the more people that are doing it, the more the industry is going to kind of, you know, rise up per se, you know, especially when you look at like what's required to get an electrical license or a plumbing license.
Yes.
Texas has no regulation on pool builders at all.
It's the Wild West.
It is the Wild West. And, you know, that can go both ways. I mean, you look at places like Florida and it's not a whole lot better, and they have a whole lot of regulation there. But you always hear about builders, you know, doing bad work there. So, I mean, we'll see if it makes a difference or not. But I definitely think that's the way the industry's kind of headed.
I think so. I think the days of just getting by as a fly-by-night are on their way out.
I think so. I think it's going to come down to who has, you know, the complete package, who can market, who has the branding, who's, you know, social media savvy, who's able to put teams together that do very well, who has the training to do it. Right. You know, and I think that's what it comes down to. So what's kind of, as far as working with new builders, what's that kind of look like for you guys? Are you guys actively pursuing new clientele, or are you guys busy as is?
So we just finished up a phase of meeting with several builders and, you know, entering into trade partnership with them. So we just finished that phase. So for the next 6 to 9 weeks, we're going to be really focusing on the quality of our responses, making sure that with this growth, we stay focused on the things that are most important to us, which are communication and execution. Communication is massive, especially in this industry. It's very hard to get even a simple picture sometimes, just because everyone is so busy hitting 3 or 4 jobs per day, crews, 10, 12 crews out. We're going to take
the next calls.
So we're going to take this next few weeks and make sure that we don't sacrifice anything like that.
No, I love that. That's fantastic to hear. Not a lot of guys do that. When they grow, they want to grow really, really fast and not do it strategically. And I think it's really important, as a business owner, that you're growing strategically. And it sounds like that's what you guys are doing.
That's what we're trying to do. Yes, sir.
So do you guys own a lot of your own equipment, or have you guys rented it? How does that kind of work for you guys?
Yeah. So when we first started, we were renting, everything. In the early days, it was me and a truck. thank God we've been able to amass a pretty good arsenal of trailers and flatbeds and stuff to do all the heavy lifting for us. We really focus on the mini skids in these backyards. So we have one mini skid, and then we'll rent whenever we need to as well. But like I said, I'm really glad that we're not having to rent jackhammers and hammer grills and stuff like that anymore. That was one
thing. That's a pain in the butt, man. To have to go to Home Depot to get them and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, really returning them at 7 o'clock at night is the worst part. Returning them at 7 p.m. is the worst part.
I would agree with you. After you're tired after a long day.
Yes.
Yeah. That's not fun.
Oh, yeah. But so, yeah, so we'll be looking to add probably a couple of mini excavators this year, just to help out with. We do get a lot of calls for oddball trenching services, but a couple of mini skids and maybe one more mini X's and maybe one more mini skid this year.
Very cool. How are you guys kind of financing that on the business side of things? Are you guys paying cash or are you financing? What's that look like?
Yeah, so we operate a lot on cash. This is my first construction services company that we've started. So we've really been lucky to find a great credit union out of Denton that has just helped us so much. They're a small town, really home feeling bank, and they let us collateralize the equipment we do have whenever we need to. So it's been really, awesome. Really great finding them.
Yeah, that's clutch when you have a business that is very asset heavy.
Yes.
And I feel like the construction industry is a very asset heavy industry. And you have to have those things. I mean, it's just part of it. When I had my construction business, we had trucks, we had trailers, I had masonry vehicles, you know, all the tools. So I understand that better than most of what it takes to amass, you know, a small arsenal of equipment, basically. So hold on just one sec. Looks like you disconnected. All right. Are you back to us?
I got audio. There we go. There we go.
All right, cool. We're back. So what's kind of your background? How did you get into this? What made you decide to start your own business?
Yeah. So right out of high school, I, found myself in the oil fields of West Texas. I did oil and gas work for about 11 years. by the time I was reaching the end of my oil and gas career, my oldest daughter was going to be starting kindergarten, and that was my cutoff. So once she started kindergarten, Thank God I had some contacts in the Frisco area in pool construction. So I made a few phone calls and started as a shovel hand on a crew. And luckily,
that's a tough way to start.
Yeah, it was a very tough way to start, but I asked for anything that they could help me out with. And thankfully, they were able to see a path for me quickly. And I think 2 weeks I went to managing the warranty department.
That's awesome. And so when you were doing the warranty department, what type of work? Was it construction work or was it equipment or a combination thereof?
It was A to Z. Anything that could go wrong, you called Tyler.
So a lot.
A lot. Yep. Yep. All the subcontractor warranty.
I know what company you're talking about. They do a lot of business. So yep. I can imagine what that looks like.
Yes. Yeah. I was a busy guy. But probably the biggest blessing, being able to learn in a, I think being able to learn by remedying problems is the best way to learn. I was able to deconstruct things and see where stuff went wrong. And that has just helped me tremendously throughout.
Well, I can imagine. Well, you learn how things were done wrong in the first place. So you know how they got there. Now you know how to come back and fix it.
Yes, sir. Yep.
And do it correctly. Yeah, that makes total sense.
That so in combination with some of the veterans in the pool industry was the best training I could have ever asked for.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So what kind of led you to starting 918? What was kind of the catalyst to that?
The extreme need that I was seeing in just day-to-day operations, particularly in the situation I was in, seeing all of the in-house resources just stretched thin for things that should not, shouldn't even be on, you know, and seeing the invoices for, you know, minimum charges to get someone to go out there and put one tile back on, stuff like that. I just saw the need and figured we could probably fit right in somewhere.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy expensive what some of that stuff costs. I don't think a lot of people realize that anytime you send any sort of crew out to any job site, there's a minimum charge that gets billed. Whether they're there 5 minutes or 5 hours, you're getting billed for 5 hours.
And it's rare to see minimums under 1,000 anymore.
Yeah, which sucks.
Yeah.
You know, that's like I kind of saw a post the other day on Facebook where somebody was offering, you may have seen it. $47,000 pool builds. And I'm like, man, there's no way. With what things cost now, it's not even possible.
Yeah. It would be fantastic.
Everybody would be busy.
Yeah.
If they could offer that. But realistically, it's just not possible. And then, you know, heaven forbid something goes wrong on that job site, they've lost all their money.
Yeah, that's the lean type of jobs that end up getting abandoned in most cases because there's just nothing in the budget. Anything that pops up. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, you can't stay in business doing those types of jobs. You just can't.
Right. Right.
So, but I thought that was kind of interesting as we were talking, you know, $1,000 minimums.
Yeah.
I was like, what's... I had a group text with a couple of buddies and I was like, I'm willing to bet that doesn't include equipment. It doesn't include plaster. There's no way.
Yeah,
$47,000.
Maybe no water. Who knows? But that's pretty
cheap.
That's
right.
A cheap pool. Yeah. That's right.
So when you guys decided you were going to start this company, how did your wife kind of take it? Was she on board or how'd that look?
So yes, she was 100% on board. Before we went out on our own, you know, I can't leave anything alone. I'm a wheeler dealer. I get it from my grandpa. I'm always trying to buy and sell. So it was really nothing new to her. She was just glad that I was going to be able to focus a little more, I think.
But I like that.
She's been the biggest supporter, at times my only supporter, but she never falters. So she's everything. I couldn't do it without her.
That's awesome. I wish my wife was a little more supportive of some of my ideas in the beginning. It usually takes her a little while to warm up to them. You know, she's still my biggest supporter, but it usually takes her it's got to be income producing before she's on board with it.
Understood. Yeah, understood.
Which I get. I get. But
and I don't know how much, you know, maybe it does freak her out every time I have a new idea, but she does a really good job of just patting me on the shoulder and saying, you can do it.
I know how that is for sure.
Oh, yeah.
So what does she do within the business?
So she is my entire back office, my accounts receivable, accounts payable, everything. I am lucky enough that I get to run around and make sure things are executed how they should and call customers and all of that.
Yes, you don't have to worry about any of the back end office stuff.
Correct.
Which is a huge piece of it, man. That is really nice. You get to worry about everything that goes on within the field and then, you know, not have to deal with that quite as much.
Yes, sir. She can even send, I mean, she can build and send quotes. It's amazing.
Yeah. So if we have somebody who's listening that's interested in you guys, what's the best way for them to get a hold of you, number one? And then number two, what's those typical charges look like? I mean, we talked about $1,000 minimum. Do you guys have minimums and stuff like that as well?
We have a daily minimum for our builders, which means we don't have a job minimum. We just have a daily minimum. If we're going to, if I'm going to roll a truck out, we have a $340 minimum for the day, but, and then we have flat rates for everything else. So every builder gets, their own price list. And then 6 months after we open a relationship with the builder, we'll revisit and see if we need to add, if they've been needing more of something, and we'll just kind of make sure everyone is happy together and the prices and the offerings are in line with what they need. So lots of flat rates. My site clean packages are flat rates, and it includes all of the topsoil, all of the hauling, up to a weight. Really nice for the builders. They pretty much just send for site clean and wait for pictures.
That's awesome. That's super convenient.
We try and make
it, builder. That's clutch.
Yeah. We try and make it very menu based. That being said, we do let the builders know, if we get one service order that's got us doing 10 tasks on it, you're not going to pay full menu pricing for every task. We work with them, and we cut deals all the time to keep our builders happy.
Yeah, absolutely. And it keeps you guys busy too at the same time.
Yes. Yeah. Keeps us busy. We just want to invoice honest work.
Yeah. I love that, man. So how can people get a hold of you?
Yeah. My main, the best way to get a hold of me right now is through our Facebook page at 918 Property Services LLC. We're going to be working.
That's the number 9 and then spelled out 18, correct?
Yes, sir. That's the number 9, one word, 18 Property Services. We're going to be here in the next month or two. We're going to be working on designing and launching a web page. And I hope to have maybe some really cool, working on some menu click and go options for builders to be able to drag and drop pictures, select the services they want. It generates a service order for them to approve and sends it directly to us. So lots of exciting stuff and in that corner coming for us for the first time this year.
Well, cool, man. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Tyler. We'll talk soon, man. And I hope you guys have the best of luck and enjoy this busy pool season that's about to get started.
Thanks, Chris. Congratulations on your podcast, and I wish you the best.
Appreciate it, man. You as well.
Thank you.